Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Do you want to learn how to cope with these emotions in a way that promotes resilience and inner strength? Don't worry. In this video, we'll explore 7 stoic ways to cope with fear and anxiety that you can start using today. From changing your focus to confronting your fears head-on, these strategies will help you cultivate a sense of calm and control, even in the face of life's challenges. Step 1. Changing your attention to happy feelings every day. The first step in coping with fear and anxiety from a stoic perspective is to change your attention to happy feelings every day. This might seem like a simple task, but it's one that requires practice and dedication. The Stoics believed that our thoughts shape our reality. If we focus on negative thoughts, we will experience a negative reality. Conversely, if we focus on positive thoughts, we will experience a positive reality. This doesn't mean that we should ignore the challenges and difficulties in our lives. Rather, it means that we should choose to focus on the good, even in the midst of the bad. One way to change your attention to happy feelings every day is to practice gratitude. Gratitude is the act of acknowledging and appreciating the good things in your life. It's a powerful tool for shifting your focus from what's wrong in your life to what's right. Each day, take a few moments to reflect on the things you're grateful for. These could be big things, like your health, your family, or your job. Or they could be small things like a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset, or a good book. The key is to focus on the positive aspects of your life, no matter how small they may seem. Another way to change your attention to happy feelings every day is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the act of being fully present in the moment, without judgment. It's about paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations, and accepting them as they are. When you're feeling fearful or anxious, it's easy to get caught up in negative thoughts and feelings. Mindfulness can help you break this cycle by bringing your attention back to the present moment. Try focusing on your breath, the sensations in your body, or the sounds around you. This can help you ground yourself in the present moment and shift your focus away from negative thoughts and feelings. You can also change your attention to happy feelings every day by engaging in activities that bring you joy. This could be anything from spending time with loved ones, to pursuing a hobby, to simply taking a walk in nature. The key is to do something that makes you feel good, and to do it with intention and presence. When you engage in activities that bring you joy, you're not only shifting your focus to happy feelings, but you're also creating positive memories and experiences that you can draw upon in the future. These positive memories can serve as a source of strength and comfort when you're feeling fearful or anxious. Another way to change your attention to happy feelings every day is to practice positive self-talk. The way we talk to ourselves can have a profound impact on our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. If we constantly criticize ourselves and focus on our flaws and failures, we will feel bad about ourselves. Conversely, if we speak to ourselves with kindness and compassion, we will feel good about ourselves. Try to catch yourself when you're engaging in negative self-talk and consciously choose to replace those thoughts with positive ones. For example, if you find yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough," try replacing that thought with, "I am doing the best I can." Or if you find yourself thinking, "I always mess things up," try replacing that thought with, "I learn from my mistakes and grow stronger." Changing your attention to happy feelings every day involves cultivating a positive mindset. This means choosing to focus on the good in every situation, even when things are difficult or challenging. It means looking for opportunities in every challenge and seeing setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. Cultivating a positive mindset takes practice, but it's worth the effort. When you have a positive mindset, you're better able to cope with fear and anxiety, because you're focused on the possibilities rather than the problems. By practicing gratitude, mindfulness, engaging in activities that bring you joy, practicing positive self-talk, and cultivating a positive mindset, you can shift your focus from negative thoughts and feelings to positive ones. This step 2, finding what makes your life important and meaningful. The Stoics believed that a key part of living a good life is finding your purpose, or what they called your ruling principle. This is the thing that makes your life important and meaningful to you. It could be your work, your family, your community, or a personal passion. When you're feeling fearful or anxious, it can be helpful to remind yourself of your ruling principle. This can give you a sense of perspective and help you see your fears and anxieties in the context of your larger life purpose. The Stoics believed that understanding one's purpose, or what they referred to as the ruling principle, is a crucial aspect of living a fulfilling life. This ruling principle is essentially the driving force behind your actions, the reason you wake up each morning, and the thing that gives your life a sense of direction and purpose. Fear and anxiety often stem from a feeling of uncertainty or lack of control. When you're unsure about your place in the world or the direction your life is heading, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and anxious. But when you have a clear understanding of what makes your life important and meaningful, you have a solid foundation to fall back on, a guiding light that can help you navigate through the storms of life. So, how do you find what makes your life important and meaningful? The answer to this question is deeply personal and unique to each individual. It could be your work, your family, your community, a personal passion, or a combination of these and more. The key is to reflect deeply on what truly matters to you, what brings you joy and fulfillment, and what you want your legacy to be. One way to do this is by practicing introspection, a key Stoic exercise. Take some time each day to reflect on your actions, thoughts, and feelings. Ask yourself questions like, "What made me happy today? What did I do that I'm proud of? What do I wish I had done differently?" These questions can help you gain a better understanding of your values and what you want your life to stand for. Another way to find your ruling principle is by looking at the bigger picture. The Stoics believed that we are all part of a larger whole, a cosmic order that we are all interconnected with. They believed that understanding our place in this larger order can help us find meaning and purpose in our lives. So, try to see your life in the context of the larger world. How does your work contribute to the larger society? How do your actions affect the people around you? How can you use your skills and talents to make a positive impact in the world? By seeing your life in this larger context, you can gain a deeper sense of purpose and meaning. Finding what makes your life important and meaningful is not a one-time task. It's a lifelong journey that requires constant reflection and adjustment. As you grow and change, your ruling principle may also evolve, and that's okay. The key is to keep reflecting, keep learning, and keep striving to live a life that aligns with your values and purpose. In times of fear and anxiety, remembering your ruling principle can provide comfort and guidance. It can remind you of what truly matters, help you see your fears and anxieties in a larger perspective, and give you the strength to keep moving forward. So take the time to find what makes your life important and meaningful. Reflect on your values, see your life in the larger context, and strive to live a life that aligns with your purpose. Remember, the journey to finding your ruling principle is a personal one, and it's a journey worth taking. In the words of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Find what makes your life important and meaningful, and then live your life in accordance with that purpose. That is the path to a fulfilling, meaningful life, and a powerful way to cope with fear and anxiety. Step 3. Getting help from others. When it comes to coping with fear and anxiety, getting help from others is a key part of the Stoic approach. The Stoics recognized that no one is immune to fear and anxiety, and that everyone needs help and support from time to time. Seeking help from others is not a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength and wisdom. So, how can we get help from others when we're struggling with fear and anxiety? One of the simplest and most effective ways to get help from others is to reach out to trusted friends and family members. Talk to them about what you're going through and ask for their support and advice. Remember, the people who care about you want to help, but they can't do so if they don't know what you're going through. The Stoics believed that true friendship is one of the greatest gifts in life, and that friends are there to support each other through good times and bad. So don't be afraid to lean on your friends when you need them. They may be able to offer a fresh perspective or simply provide a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on. If your fear and anxiety are severe or persistent, it may be helpful to seek professional help. This could include talking to a therapist or counselor or seeking medical treatment. Remember, there is no shame in seeking help from a professional. In fact, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. The Stoics believed that seeking help from others is a wise and rational choice, especially when it comes to matters of mental health. In fact, the Stoic philosopher Seneca wrote extensively about the importance of seeking professional help when needed, and even sought therapy himself. Another way to get help from others is to join a support group. Support groups provide a safe and supportive environment where you can connect with others who are going through similar experiences. This can be incredibly helpful, as it allows you to share your experiences, gain new insights, and build a sense of community and connection. The Stoics believed that community and connection are essential to human flourishing, and that we have a responsibility to support and help each other. By joining a support group, you can tap into this sense of community and connection and gain valuable support and guidance from others who understand what you're going through. One of the best ways to get help from others is to practice active listening. Active listening involves truly listening to others without judgment or distraction and responding in a supportive and empathetic way. The Stoics believed that active listening is a key part of building strong relationships and fostering a sense of connection and understanding. By practicing active listening, you can deepen your relationships with others and create a supportive network of people who are there to help and support you when you need it. The Stoics recognized the importance of community and connection and believed that seeking help from others is a wise and rational choice. Step 4. Letting yourself feel emotions. Stoicism is often misunderstood as a philosophy that advocates for the suppression of emotions. However, this could not be further from the truth. The Stoics recognized the importance of emotions and understood that they are an integral part of the human experience. They believed that emotions are not inherently good or bad, but rather, they are signals that provide us with valuable information about our internal state and our external environment. Therefore, the Stoic approach to emotions is not about suppressing them, but rather about acknowledging them, understanding them, and responding to them in a wise and measured way. Letting yourself feel emotions is an essential part of coping with fear and anxiety. When we experience these emotions, our natural instinct may be to push them away or ignore them. We may try to distract ourselves, numb ourselves with substances or activities, or pretend that everything is fine. However, suppressing our emotions only leads to more suffering in the long run. It prevents us from processing our feelings and gaining insight into what is causing them. It also prevents us from developing healthy coping mechanisms and building emotional resilience. Therefore, the Stoic approach to coping with fear and anxiety involves allowing ourselves to feel our emotions fully. This means acknowledging our feelings without judgment and giving ourselves permission to experience them. It means recognizing that our emotions are natural responses to our circumstances and that they do not define us. It also means understanding that our emotions are temporary and that they will pass with time. So how can we practice letting ourselves feel our emotions? Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment and observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It involves paying attention to our senses and our breath and allowing ourselves to fully experience the present moment. When we practice mindfulness, we can become more aware of our emotions and gain insight into what is causing them. We can also develop a greater sense of acceptance and compassion for ourselves. Sometimes, it can be difficult to identify what we are feeling. We may feel a general sense of unease or discomfort, but we cannot pinpoint the specific emotion. In these cases, it can be helpful to label our emotions. For example, we may say to ourselves, "I am feeling anxious," or "I am feeling afraid." By labeling our emotions, we can gain a greater understanding of what we are experiencing and develop a more nuanced emotional vocabulary. Once we have identified and labeled our emotions, the next step is to accept them. This means acknowledging that our emotions are natural responses to our circumstances and that they do not define us. It also means recognizing that our emotions are temporary and that they will pass with time. Acceptance does not mean resignation or giving up. Rather, it means acknowledging the reality of our emotions and choosing to respond to them in a healthy and productive way. When we are experiencing difficult emotions, it is important to practice self-compassion. This means treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, and recognizing that we are not alone in our struggles. It also means acknowledging that we are doing the best we can with the resources we have available to us. Self-compassion can help us develop a greater sense of resilience and emotional well-being. By practicing mindfulness, identifying and labeling our emotions, accepting them, practicing self-compassion, and seeking support, we can develop a greater sense of emotional resilience and well-being. Step 5. Taking a break. We are constantly on the go, trying to meet deadlines, fulfill responsibilities, and keep up with the demands of our modern world. But this constant activity can take a toll on our mental and physical health, leading to feelings of burnout, stress, fear, and anxiety. Stoicism, with its emphasis on living in harmony with nature, recognizes the importance of taking a break. The Stoics believed that just as the body needs rest to repair and rejuvenate, so too does the mind. They understood that taking a break is not a luxury, but a necessity for maintaining our mental and emotional well-being. But what does it mean to take a break, and how can we do it in a way that truly benefits us? Taking a break means stepping away from our usual activities and responsibilities for a short period of time. It means giving ourselves permission to rest, relax, and recharge. It means breaking the cycle of constant activity and stimulation and allowing ourselves to simply be. There are many ways to take a break, and what works best will depend on the individual. Some people may find that physical activity, such as going for a walk or doing yoga, helps them to relax and recharge. Others may prefer more passive activities, such as reading a book or listening to music. The key is to find an activity that allows you to disconnect from your usual routine and focus on something that brings you joy and relaxation. One important aspect of taking a break is to do it mindfully. This means being fully present in the moment and focusing on the activity at hand, rather than letting your mind wander to worries and anxieties. When we take a break mindfully, we are able to fully reap the benefits of the activity and return to our usual routine feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. Another important aspect of taking a break is to make it a regular part of your routine. Just as we schedule time for work and other responsibilities, we should also schedule time for rest and relaxation. This may mean setting aside a specific time each day for a break, or it may mean taking a longer break on a regular basis, such as a weekend getaway or a vacation. It's also important to remember that taking a break is not a sign of weakness or laziness. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Taking a break is a sign of self-care and self-awareness. It's a recognition that we are not machines, but human beings with limits and needs. By taking a break, we are giving ourselves the time and space we need to recharge and perform at our best. So how can we incorporate the practice of taking a break into our lives? Make taking a break a regular part of your routine by scheduling it into your calendar. This may mean setting aside a specific time each day for a break, or it may mean taking a longer break on a regular basis, such as a weekend getaway or a vacation. Experiment with different activities to find what helps you relax and recharge. This may be physical activity, such as going for a walk or doing yoga, or it may be more passive activities, such as reading a book or listening to music. When taking a break, be fully present in the moment and focus on the activity at hand. This will help you fully reap the benefits of the break and return to your usual routine, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. Remember that taking a break is not a sign of weakness or laziness. It's a sign of self-care and self-awareness. Don't feel guilty for taking time for yourself. You deserve it. Just as you prioritize work and other responsibilities, make taking a break a priority. This may mean saying no to other commitments or delegating tasks to others in order to free up time for rest and relaxation. By stepping away from our usual activities and responsibilities, we can give ourselves the time and space we need to rest, relax, and recharge. By incorporating the practice of taking a break into our lives, we can improve our mental and emotional well-being and live a more balanced and fulfilling life. Step 6. Understanding what is causing your worry. Stoicism teaches us the importance of understanding the root cause of our worries. Often our fears and anxieties are not about the present moment but about the future. We worry about what might happen rather than focusing on what is happening right now. This step is about delving deeper into our worries and understanding their source. The Stoics believed that our worries often stem from our perceptions of the world and our expectations about how things should be. They argued that we often worry about things that are beyond our control, such as the actions of others or the natural course of events. This can lead to feelings of helplessness and anxiety as we try to control things that we cannot change. To understand what is causing your worry, start by examining your thoughts and feelings. Ask yourself, what am I worried about? Why am I worried about this? Is this something that is happening right now, or is it something that might happen in the future? Is this something that I can control, or is it beyond my control? By asking these questions, you can begin to identify the source of your worry and determine whether it is something that you can control. If it is something that you can control, then you can take action to address it. If it is something that is beyond your control, then you can work on accepting it and letting go of your worry. One of the key teachings of Stoicism is the idea of accepting the present moment. The Stoics believed that the present moment is all that we truly have, and that worrying about the future only serves to rob us of our present joy. They argued that we should focus on the present moment and accept it for what it is, rather than trying to control or change it. This idea is closely related to the concept of mindfulness, which is a practice that involves focusing your attention on the present moment and accepting it without judgment. Mindfulness can be a powerful tool for understanding and managing your worries, as it allows you to observe your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. To practice mindfulness, start by finding a quiet place where you can sit comfortably. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of the breath moving in and out of your body. Then, turn your attention to your thoughts and feelings. Observe them without judgment, as if you were watching a movie. If you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts, gently bring your attention back to your breath. By practicing mindfulness, you can begin to understand the source of your worries and develop a greater sense of awareness about your thoughts and feelings. This can help you to identify patterns in your thinking and develop strategies for managing your worries. Another important aspect of understanding what is causing your worry is to challenge your thoughts and beliefs. The Stoics believed that our thoughts and beliefs shape our reality, and that we often create our own suffering through our negative thoughts and beliefs. They argued that we should challenge our thoughts and beliefs and strive to develop a more objective and rational perspective. To challenge your thoughts and beliefs, start by identifying any negative thoughts or beliefs that you have about the situation that is causing your worry. Then ask yourself, is this thought or belief based on evidence, or is it just an assumption? Is there another way to look at this situation? Is this thought or belief helping me, or is it causing me harm? By challenging your thoughts and beliefs, you can begin to develop a more objective and rational perspective on the situation that is causing your worry. This can help you to see the situation more clearly and make more informed decisions about how to respond. By examining your thoughts and feelings, practicing mindfulness, and challenging your thoughts and beliefs, you can develop a greater understanding of the source of your worries and develop strategies for managing them. Remember, the present moment is all that we truly have, and worrying about the future only serves to rob us of our present joy. So, focus on the present moment, accept it for what it is, and let go of your worries. Step 7. Confronting your fears. Fear is a natural part of life. It's a survival mechanism that has helped us avoid danger and stay safe throughout human history. However, when fear becomes excessive or irrational, it can hold us back from living our lives to the fullest. The Stoics understood this, and they believed that the best way to overcome fear is to confront it head on. But what does it mean to confront your fears? It doesn't mean throwing yourself into a situation that terrifies you without any preparation. That would be reckless and counterproductive. Instead, it means taking small, manageable steps to face your fears, gradually building up your confidence and resilience. Once you've identified your fear, break it down into smaller, more manageable parts. For example, if you're afraid of public speaking, break it down into specific aspects, like fear of forgetting your lines or fear of being judged. This will make it easier to tackle each aspect of your fear one at a time. Don't try to tackle your biggest fear right away. Start with something small and manageable. For example, if you're afraid of public speaking, start by giving a presentation to a small group of friends or family members. As you build up your confidence, you can gradually work your way up to larger audiences. The way we think about our fears can have a big impact on how we feel about them. Try to reframe your thinking in a more positive and empowering way. For example, instead of thinking, "I'm terrible at public speaking," try thinking, "I'm still learning and improving my public speaking skills." This can help you feel more confident and capable. The most important step in confronting your fears is to take action. This means putting yourself in situations that make you uncomfortable and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Remember, the goal is not to eliminate your fear, but to learn how to manage it. The Stoics believed that courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to act despite it. By confronting your fears head-on, you can build up your courage and resilience and live a more fulfilling life. but it's important to remember that confronting your fears is not a one-time event. It's a process that requires ongoing effort and practice. You may experience setbacks along the way, but don't let them discourage you. Instead, use them as opportunities to learn and grow. In the words of Seneca, we should every night call ourselves to an account. What infirmity have I mastered today? What passions opposed? What temptation resisted? What virtue acquired? By regularly reflecting on your progress and challenging yourself to grow, you can become more resilient and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. So, start small, take action, and remember that courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to act despite it. With time and practice, you can learn to confront your fears and live a more fulfilling life. Step 8. Staying away from negative thoughts about yourself. Stoicism teaches you the importance of self-respect and self-worth. It's easy to fall into the trap of negative self-talk, especially when we're feeling fearful or anxious. But the Stoics believed that we have the power to control our thoughts and choose how we think about ourselves. Negative self-talk can be incredibly damaging. It can erode our self-confidence, increase our stress levels, and make us feel worse about ourselves and our situation. It's a vicious cycle that can be hard to break. But break it we must, because our thoughts shape our reality. If we constantly tell ourselves that we're not good enough, that we can't handle things, that we're going to fail, then that's exactly what we're going to believe. And when we believe something, we're much more likely to act in ways that make it true. So, how can we stay away from negative thoughts about ourselves? The first step is to become aware of them. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. What are you saying to yourself? Is it kind and supportive, or is it critical and harsh? If it's the latter, then it's time to make a change. The next step is to challenge your negative thoughts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Ask yourself, is this thought burst in reality, or is it just my fear talking? Is there evidence to support this thought, or is it just an assumption? By questioning your negative thoughts, you can start to see them for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Once you've challenged your negative thoughts, the next step is to replace them with more positive and realistic ones. This doesn't mean pretending that everything is perfect or that you never make mistakes. It means acknowledging your strengths and accomplishments and recognizing that everyone makes mistakes and has areas for improvement. It means talking to yourself like you would talk to a friend with kindness and compassion. Another important aspect of staying away from negative thoughts about yourself is to practice self-care. This means taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental health. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and exercising regularly. Find activities that bring you joy and make you feel good about yourself. This could be anything from reading a good book, to taking a dance class, to volunteering at a local charity. It's also important to surround yourself with positive people who support and encourage you. The people we spend time with have a big impact on how we feel about ourselves. If you're constantly around people who put you down or make you feel bad about yourself, it's going to be much harder to stay away from negative thoughts. On the other hand, if you're around people who lift you up and believe in you, it's going to be much easier to think positively about yourself. Finally, remember that change takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take practice and persistence. But with time and effort, you can learn to stay away from negative thoughts about yourself and develop a more positive and realistic self-image. In the words of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we think about ourselves and how we respond to our thoughts. By staying away from negative thoughts about ourselves, we can cultivate a more positive and resilient mindset that will help us cope with fear and anxiety and live a more fulfilling life. So, start today. Pay attention to your thoughts. Challenge the negative ones and replace them with more positive and realistic ones. Practice self-care. Surround yourself with positive people. And remember, change takes time. But with patience and persistence, you can learn to stay away from negative thoughts about yourself and live a happier, more peaceful life. Step 9. Paying attention to your breathing. Breathing is an automatic function of our body, yet it is also one of the most powerful tools we have for managing our emotions and calming our minds. The Stoics understood this, and they made a practice of paying attention to their breath as a way of managing their fears and anxieties. When we're feeling fearful or anxious, our breathing can become shallow and rapid. This is our body's natural response to stress, and it's designed to help us prepare for a threat. But in modern life, the threats we face are often not physical, but psychological. And when we're not in physical danger, rapid breathing can actually make our fears and anxieties feel even more intense. By paying attention to our breath and consciously slowing it down, we can help calm our minds and bodies. This is because slow, deep breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for relaxation and rest. It also helps to reduce the production of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, which can make us feel more anxious and fearful. So, how can we practice paying attention to our breath? Find a quiet place where you can sit comfortably. You can sit in a chair, on the floor, or even on your bed. The important thing is that you're comfortable and relaxed. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. As you do this, try to focus on the sensation of your breath moving in and out of your body. Once you've taken a few deep breaths, start to focus on your natural breathing pattern. Don't try to change it, just observe it. Notice how your chest rises and falls and how your belly expands and contracts. As you continue to focus on your breath, you may find that your mind starts to wander. This is completely normal. When you notice that your mind has wandered, gently bring your focus back to your breath. Continue to focus on your breath for several minutes. You can set a timer if you like, or just do it for as long as feels comfortable. When you're finished, take a moment to notice how you feel. You may feel more relaxed, more centered, and more calm. Paying attention to your breath is a simple yet powerful practice that you can do anytime, anywhere. You don't need any special equipment or training, and it doesn't take a lot of time, yet the benefits can be profound. When we pay attention to our breath, we're bringing our awareness into the present moment. We're not worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. We're simply focusing on the sensation of our breath moving in and out of our body. This can help us to feel more grounded and centered, and it can help to calm our minds and reduce our fears and anxieties. Moreover, paying attention to our breath can help us to cultivate a sense of mindfulness, which is the ability to be fully present in the moment. Mindfulness has been shown to have a wide range of benefits, including reduced stress, improved mood, and increased resilience. So the next time you're feeling fearful or anxious, take a moment to pay attention to your breath. You may find that it's a powerful tool for managing your emotions and calming your mind. By focusing on your breath, you can bring your awareness into the present moment, calm your mind, and activate your body's relaxation response. So make it a habit to practice deep breathing regularly, and you'll find that it becomes easier and more natural over time. And remember, the Stoics knew the power of the breath, and so can you. Overall, Stoicism offers us a wealth of wisdom for coping with fear and anxiety. By changing our focus, finding our purpose, seeking help from others, acknowledging our emotions, taking breaks, understanding our worries, confronting our fears, staying positive, and paying attention to our breath. We can learn to manage our fears and anxieties and live a more peaceful and fulfilling life.